Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
46, 14 till 7. Some traffic problems coming into the city. An overturned car by Xavier. Courtney will have the latest for you on that in about 5 minutes here on WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker, and we're talking about chronic wasting disease and what hunters are being asked to look out for. Jonathan Bordelon joins us now, Deer Program Manager for the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Tommy.
I drove to North Louisiana over the weekend, and I mentioned this. I don't think I'd ever seen a dead deer on the side of the road, but I'll bet you I saw a half a dozen of them driving. Well, I was trying to go to Ruston, but Google Maps sent me through Arkansas. Thanks for that, Google Maps. Because, you know, from New Orleans to, I guess you know this, Jonathan, from New Orleans to Ruston, you don't have to go through Arkansas, but thanks to Google Maps, I did. Why? Somebody texted in, maybe it's because it's rutting season and the deer are breeding, running around like crazy teenagers?
Yeah, we certainly do see an increase in vehicle collisions with deer come fall, especially the month of November, December. Of course, the rut varies in Louisiana, but the part of the state that you're talking about, November and December certainly would be peak times.
So people need to watch out for that because it's not just bad for the deer, right?
No, certainly bad for vehicles. We have approximately 14,000 claims a year just here in Louisiana from deer strikes.
Is there anything you can, I mean, it's, you know, you see the signs and you're going 55, 60 miles an hour. Is there anything you can really do if a deer jumps out in front of you? And I'm being serious here.
No, I mean, going through areas where deer are common, certainly just being vigilant and also being aware that right at dusk and right at dawn, they're most active. So, you know, being especially cautious during those times, it's really about all that you can do.
And pay attention and keep an eye on the shoulders and something jumping out in front of you, I guess is all you can do. Tell me about chronic wasting disease. What is that?
So chronic wasting disease is a neurological disease that affects members of the deer family. Unfortunately, the disease is 100% fatal. It is transmissible from deer to deer. It is also transmitted to the environment, or basically shed into the environment, in which the environment can become a source of infection to other deer. So it has a couple of different routes of affecting deer. The other real concerning thing about this disease is it is extremely persistent in the environment. So once a deer sheds the infectious agent into the environment, it can remain infectious for years afterwards.
Wow.
So that is a huge concern.
How does it shed it?
It's primarily shed through bodily fluids, so whether it's saliva or urine, it can even be shed through the decomposition of the carcass. So if a deer with CWD dies and it decomposes, that infectious material can actually bind to soil particles. Some of those, it can even be taken up by plants. So there's multiple routes at which deer naive to the disease can get exposed and potentially infected.
So then it goes in the ground. Then it rains and it can spread more that way?
It's possible. It typically will bind to soil particles, especially clay particles. Mm-hmm. But, you know, deer foraging along the ground can be exposed and ingest those particles. And there has been proof that they've been able to be absorbed and taken up by plants. So there's transmissibility through that route also. But the more common route would be just deer coming into contact with other deer, deer grooming themselves, just normal deer behavior, social behavior of deer could transmit that disease from one animal to another.
Mm. What about humans coming in contact and, I don't know, about petting it or whatever they got, if they got friendly deer at their house and they're used to feeding it and all that stuff?
Yeah, at this time, there's no known link between CWD and human illness, so that is great. However, there is a lot of research going on, and there's still some concern because, again, we're dealing with a group or family of diseases here that are 100% fatal. So the CDC does have some guidance on it, and the CDC recommends that if a hunter harvests a deer with CWD and they know that the deer is positive for the disease, they recommend that the hunter should not consume the animal. And they go further to say that if the disease is endemic to the area in which you hunt, they recommend that you test your deer. So an example of that in Louisiana, we detected the disease in January 2022. Mm-hmm. It was detected in Tensaw Parish. And to date, we have not found any other detections in the wild herd outside of Tensaw Parish.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up right there when we come back, all right? Because looking at the clock, we got some traffic issues, and I want to talk more about this. And whether you're friendly with the deer or a hunter or not so friendly, it's important. Jonathan Bordelon, our guest, deer program manager for Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, talking about chronic wasting disease. How do you recognize it? We'll talk. Pick it up there when we come back. 651 traffic now, WWO. 656, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I'm getting a text here. Somebody saying they saw a dead deer on off of the highway, on the side of Chef Highway, New Orleans East. I've seen them prior to this morning. Made some text about movies with deer acting weird. The Ring 2, also the show The Leftovers. I don't know why they choose deer. But anyway, we're talking to Jonathan Bordelon, deer program manager for Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. When it comes to chronic wasting disease, what should hunters look for? You're talking about CDC guidelines, and does it make the deer behave differently if people see it or not?
So the disease is a neurological disease, so it definitely will affect their behavior at some point. So it can affect their behavior. They'll basically have a loss of fear. They can also have difficulty swallowing, loss of appetite. Of course, those things lead to emaciation, so very skinny and thin deer. The other thing, though, is symptoms themselves do not display for at least 16 months, hence the name chronic. This is a very slow and lingering disease, so 16 to 24 months before symptoms display. So the only real reason to know whether or not a deer has CWD is to actually test the animal, because the other important thing to point out is there are other diseases that mimic some of the same symptoms. So the only way we know for sure is through testing. We have been conducting surveillance statewide in Louisiana since 2002. And again, unfortunately, we did detect the disease in Tensaw Parish in January 2022.
So what can a hunter look for? What should a hunter look for? How do they know the deer that they harvest is safe to eat or not safe to eat?
Well, certainly having the deer tested will give some reassurance to the hunter, especially if they hunt in an area where CWD has been detected in the past. However, if the deer is displaying any neurological or odd behaviors, if the deer is severely emaciated, those certainly would be concerning symptoms to observe. And because of those, we certainly would recommend having those deer tested. As far as getting deer tested, we have 6 field offices here in Louisiana test deer. In addition to that, if hunters go to our website, we have a dedicated page on CWD, and it'll provide the kind of how and where when it comes to testing.
And when you say tested, you mean the meat, right?
Actually, we test we need the head of the animal and a few inches of neck. So we're testing the retrovaginal lymph nodes, which are on each side of the windpipe. So we'll need the head to collect those.
Maybe it's time to talk about the website, Jonathan. Where do people go to find out more?
So Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and the deer page has a dedicated chronic wasting disease page.
And that website again?
Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries.
And just search it and you'll find it.
In the search image.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Jonathan Bordelon, Deer Program Manager for Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Watch out for the deer on side the road. We'll talk to Dr. Fred Lopez when we come back about the polio vaccine. WWL.